Hey everyone, welcome to the Elderberry Co. podcast. This is episode 8, and my name is Jenny, and I am the owner of the Elderberry Co., and we exist to provide families and empower families with a natural and effective way to fight colds, flus, and allergies. So we do that through elderberry syrup, so that's what we make and sell. We also have elderberry tea, and it's a small business that I have started in the last few years. And so this podcast is kind of all over the place. We'll talk a little bit about elderberry syrup, but more so talk about, the background scene of my business and just what I'm doing as a young entrepreneur, young mom, and just the things that I don't know, the things that I'm figuring out, and all of the victories, accomplishments, and failures that I have along the way. So this week I'm going through my core values for my company. I've done kindness and courage. The other ones that I have are sincerity, generosity, relationships, and joy. And so today I'm going to be talking about joy, and it's been a few days. I don't actually know how often I'm going to be podcasting, but it's going to eventually take kind of like a pattern or a kind of a flow rhythm that that works for me. I stopped the last 2 days. Wednesday was the day that we make syrup in the kitchen, and right now we're doing full days. And so that's a, you know, we get in the kitchen at 6 a.m. and leave at 4 p.m. By the time I get home and I'm doing dinner with the kids and getting them to sleep, I'm just kind of pooped. I didn't want to do it. And then yesterday, for some reason, Thursdays are like notoriously bad days for me. And I don't know if that's just been, I feel like since I can remember, I always just seem like I have bad days on Thursdays, whether it's my kids don't want to behave and I have, you know, the extra amount of meltdowns on Thursdays or what. But yesterday was just a really tough day for me as a business owner, I feel like. And it's hard for me to even put into words, but I feel, and I wanted to do the podcast yesterday because I'm going to be talking about joy today. And I definitely was trying to find joy yesterday, and it just wasn't working. So, I get my bad days with my business come when I feel overwhelmed and stressed out. I'm getting to a point in my business where it is too much for just me, and I'm having to, the more that I can delegate and the more that I can find other people to do things for my business, the better off I'm going to be, the better my business is going to be, the more healthy it's going to be, the better it's going to grow. And so I'm just kind of failing at that right now, or I feel like I don't have enough time in my day to do what I want to do. And it kind of goes back to what I've talked about before, where I get bitter at my kids because they're 1 and 3, and they just take a lot, they require a lot of attention and a lot of my focus. And so I feel like I'm just going at a snail's pace with the things that I need to accomplish. And especially, I think what yesterday was that I have these things on my to-do list that are not fun but need to get done. And those are like providing some numbers to my accountant to do some like business structure stuff. So I mean, it's really simple stuff, but like sometimes with my numbers in my business, I don't really understand them, and then that makes me anxious about them, and I just push it off to the side because it's not fun for me. Another thing is just taxes in general. This will be my first year, or 2018 will be my first year filing, having like extra income from a business. And I don't know anything about that. So luckily I've got an awesome accountant, knows what he's doing, but I still have to like actually sit down and give him everything. And so I'm just anxious about that because I don't know what that process looks like, and it's not fun for me. So I think that is just kind of this overlying like cloud over my head of what I need to do, and I'm just pushing off. And so, and in addition to that, I'm in this 30-day challenge called the One Funnel Away Challenge, and it's by the people that started ClickFunnels, and it's kind of an internet marketing challenge that's teaching me all about the ins and outs of online marketing. And so that is actually the challenge is the reason why I started this podcast. They really encouraged to be publishing every single day, whether that's a podcast, a blog, or Facebook Live, I think. Yeah, Facebook Live. So so I decided to do podcasts just because I'm not always camera ready. I'm a stay-at-home mom, and even if I'm dressed to go out in public, oftentimes I don't maybe have everything together. So I was like, it's a lot easier for me to just hit record and do a podcast of just my voice. And so they say that, you know, when you can start publishing every single day, that's going to help you find your voice. That's going to help you tell your story, and that's going to help you develop an attractive character for your audience, in your business. And so, that's really the kind of right now, the why behind why I'm doing what I'm doing with this podcast. But I'm kind of in this, this stage where, you know, I've got what, 8 episodes. I've told a few family members and friends, but I haven't put it out there to other people. And so, if you found this podcast and you're listening to it, you either are related to me or one of my good friends. And if you're not either one of those, I'm not really sure why you're listening. So I really appreciate it, because it's super rough. I mean, I don't have that fancy intro music, so I need to get that. And I need to just kind of have a basic why behind my podcast of what it is and what I'm going to be talking about. And so that's gonna come hopefully in the next few weeks, but I'm still just kind of hashing that out, which brings me to the topic for today's podcast, which is joy. It's one of my core values, and it's actually one that one of my friends added for me. And so, and I love it, because it really is. I don't know if you've, you know, heard, I feel like it's a little cliche maybe, but, you know, comparing joy and happiness and what the difference is, and how happiness is kind of circumstantial. It's based on what's happening around you and your circumstances and how you're feeling. And joy is more rooted in a long-term identity related kind of state of mind or emotion. And so not even emotion, it's just like where you root your identity in, and that can't be shaken. That's your foundation. That's what you stand on. And so for me as a Christian, my joy and my identity come through Jesus and the love that he has for me, and the life that he lived on earth, and the sacrifice that he gave for my sins. But that's not something that I keep at the forefront of my mind all the time. And I think, and it's not even honestly something I understand completely. I've been a Christian since middle school. I know I love the Lord. I love Jesus. And he has been so faithful in the things that he has taught me and brought me through. And just the struggles, the personal struggles I've had, and just my faith and just how I relate to God. But I'm really, really needing to find joy as the foundation of my business, my company. And it really begins with the why behind what I'm doing. Like, why have I started this business? Why am I doing what I'm doing? Because on days like yesterday, when I was like wanting to throw in the towel and just completely quit, I mean, I'm not joking. I really was. I was just like, why am I even doing this? Like, what's the point? I need to have a strong why behind my business. And I need to have that rooted in joy that comes from Jesus Christ. So I don't know exactly how to word that and even what that is yet. I feel like my why kind of has been about showing my kids how to step into who God created them to be. And I know that that will continue, especially as they're older and they're watching me. I want to be able to show them my successes and my struggles in stepping into who I believe God created me to be, which is this business. And I feel like so thankful that I found that for me. And it might look different even, you know, in 1 year, 5 years, 10 years from now. But I felt more fulfilled in this last year and a half of doing my business than I have ever before. And that came in a season where I was having a really hard time. I wouldn't even probably be able to express the struggle I felt in the first 3 years of being a mom. But ever since I had Zadok and I was a stay-at-home mom, and I felt like I just was kind of roaming around in the dark, you know, like I couldn't see where I was going. I didn't know what I wanted to do. I felt a little aimless. I felt like I had this passion. Like my friend Dana, she has described like some of the like passions she has as like feeling really motivated and ambitious, but not quite knowing how to do that. And so she kind of said it was like, I feel like I'm just breathing in all of this amazing stuff, and I just need to exhale, and like I can't or I don't know how to. And I feel similar to that before this business really took off, that I had these ambitions and these gifts that God has given me, and I don't know how to use them. I don't know if I even want to use them. I don't even know what they are. And I'm still not there yet. I'm learning that as I go along. But I feel like if I can focus on joy and make joy something that is what I place the foundation of my business on, that I'll get closer to that, and that I'll have a strong why behind my business, and that why will be more in my identity in Christ, not the circumstantial things that are happening in my business, so that when I have bad days like yesterday, I'm not shaken by that. And so I feel like I need to learn a lot with this, because I literally, like, I will be so happy on days and months when I sell a lot of my products. And then when I don't sell a lot of products, I feel like really bummed out or sad. Or if the same thing goes with, like, when a lot of people are praising the product online and on my Facebook, I'm like, yeah, that's awesome, I feel great. And then when they're not, or when there is one person that comes in and has a complaint or says they're disappointed, like, that kills me, and that just, like, totally, like, just, like, diminishes me and all my motivation and energy. So I'm gonna get better at that, and that sucks, because I need to get better at it, because my business is somewhat seasonal. I mean, elderberry syrup, we target colds, flus, and allergies. So you can get those sicknesses any time of year, but a lot of times people are focused on that during the colder months. So summertime, really, I don't know what summertime is going to look like, because I just launched my online store and shipping nationwide in October. So I haven't even done the full calendar year of being nationwide. Last summer, you know, it obviously died down a little bit, but it kept me busy. So I'm interested in to see what that does. So that's my bit on joy, why we have it in our company, and how we use it and how it manifests itself. It's definitely one of those values that I need to focus on, because I don't feel like I've arrived yet. I know where I want to go with it, but I'm not quite there yet. So let me see how long this is. I don't even know. 12 minutes. That's kind of a long podcast. I don't want to make a long podcast, because people always talk about how they listen to podcasts. And I'm like, when do you have time to listen to podcasts? Because the podcasts that I've seen are like an hour long or 40 minutes long. And I'm like, I don't have that time. And I know you can pause it, obviously, and listen again. But I don't have long commutes to work. I've got my kids in the car, and they're talking to me half the time we're in the car. And even my workouts, I do a group workout, so that wouldn't work either. So yeah, I will... Next episode, I will try to touch on the happenings in my business this past week. I know a few episodes ago I said that I had some meetings with the landlords and about getting my own commercial kitchen. And so I will touch on that next episode. So thanks so much, guys, for listening, and I will catch you on the next one. Thanks.